then after I was here sometime, then I started a restaurant in 1944 down here, and the place is still there. Right now it's a real estate office. It was called Men's Cafe, and I had it for 11 years. From 33, I meant to say, till 44 instead of 44. And then I had 3 goiters surgeries, so I had to sell my restaurant and get out of that. But it's right next to where the Texaco building was at one time. Last year they used it for, they had pictures and things in it.
Art gallery,
but now they're not doing that this year.
No.
But anyway, where my restaurant is, there is a real estate office now. Mr. has it. And then there was the Merriam drugstore right beside it. Now they have done away with that, as you said in the paper. Shining Mountain Place is in there now. And so our whole town, and at one time, let's see, we had 7 grocery stores between here and Silver Cliff. Sue Canda had one, and Givens's had one, and Ray's had one. There's just been so many. These are all people that are deceased and gone, and the buildings have been torn down, and new buildings have been put in. Now, the only place that is still where Sue Canda had her store is now Grandma's house. And then there was Ray's grocery store. That is where Harold Jennings is now. And the rest of them. And there were 2 in Silver Cliff at one time.
Now, what was where John has his place?
That was a pharmacy.
Whose pharmacy was that?
It was Adams Pharmacy.
It was
Adams. And then there was somebody else in there before my time that I really don't remember. Now, when you live 9 miles out in the country and you don't have a car, you don't come to town a lot till later on.
Let me ask you some about that. First of all, what county are we in?
Custer County.
And it's in the state of
Colorado.
Okay. Now, you were born 9 miles out on the
a ranch.
On the ranch. And how long has your family been here? Who was the first of your family to come to this area?
Well, my mother, as long as I can remember, my mom and dad were here, but their folks came from Germany. But I don't know where my mother and grandmother's folks really came from, but someplace in Germany. But my
Did
dad...
they come from the Chicago area, too?
They came from overseas, but
they didn't come with the colony.
No, some of them did, but now I don't think my parents did. And as I said years ago, if you'd ask your parents something, I'm too busy. I can't tell you now. I got to go to work. Nowadays, everybody is trying to find out history about everything, and some of us just don't need to know about it.
Yes.
Of course, you saw the house that I lived in, and it is still there. I had relatives here from California. No, not California, New York, a couple weeks ago on my husband's side. And they wanted to see the old ranch, so I asked Mr. Hood, like we did the day that you and we went out, and he said, but it still stands, but it's been there a long, long time, but it was sad the cows got into it, and it's kind of been ruined a little bit. But there is a lot of history around here. As I said, I've been here for 80 years, and now, of course, my dad died in 51, my mother in 61, and I was married to a fellow by the name of John W. in 48. Well, then he died in 84. We never had children. So I'm just really a loner, only with friends and people like that.
Let me fill in some of this background. Your husband, what did he do for a living?
He worked on ranches, and they had a ranch of their own, and then when we got married,